For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Ellen Tafes Villick is widely considered to be one of America's leading composers. Born in Miami, Florida in 1939, she studied at Florida State University, then moved to New York and worked as a freelance violinist. A year later, she began a 7-year tenure with the American Symphony Orchestra. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a Doctor of Musical Arts in Composition from Juilliard, where she studied with Roger Sessions and Elliot Carter. In 1983, Zvilek won the Pulitzer Prize for Symphony No. 1, becoming the first woman to receive this important recognition. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. Among other distinctions, Ms. Zvilek has been elected to the Florida Artists Hall of Fame, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. She currently holds the Francis Epps Distinguished Professorship at Florida State University. A prolific composer in virtually all media, Ellen Tafes Villick's works have been performed by most of the leading American orchestras and by major ensembles abroad. She has written 5 symphonies and a string of concertos commissioned and performed by the nation's top orchestras. She has also written many chamber works commissioned by groups all over the country. Zvilek has been the subject of 2 cartoons in the late Charles Schulz's celebrated Peanuts series. The first cartoon, in which the Peanuts characters attend the premiere of Ms. Zvilek's Concerto for Flute, set off a chain of events which led eventually to the completion of Zvilek's Peanuts Gallery for Piano and Orchestra. She wrote it for a 1997 Carnegie Hall children's concert, and it went on to become the basis of the second PBS documentary to feature her music. Prologue and Variations for String Orchestra was composed in 1983, the year Zvilek won the Pulitzer for her first symphony. It begins with an ominous barcarolle, which constitutes the prologue, and is followed by a virtuosic set of continuous variations. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.